I mean, it freaked me out, but, you know, I had heard growing up stories from both my parents about, you know, angel encounters. So when this happened, like, I knew that it's got to be something supernatural happening. Like, it has to be an angel, or it could have been Jesus. I don't know. But we all got in the car. It was me and a few of my siblings as well. And this is the only adult that's in the car is the person who's kind of, you know, incoherent. And we start to drive, and I don't really notice anything too unsettling as we're driving, but as we start to, like, really go up the hills, and it's getting slick, and I'm starting to, like, notice, like, it's really coming down outside, I start to get a little freaked out, because, you know, you're on a two-lane road, and there's cars just coming at you, and all you can see is their headlights, kind of just peering over the hills that we're going at, and they're coming out of nowhere, pretty much. And on the right of you is, like, straight down cliffs and, like, pretty much trees and downward hills, and same thing with the left. And we're going up this hill, and I just remember this person started to, like, doze off, going like 50 miles an hour on, you know, a hilly area while it's raining. I was in the passenger seat, so all my siblings are in the back, and I just remember, you know, looking over into the driver's seat, and this person, like, pretty much just, like, fell asleep. And all of a sudden, like, as I start to, like, panic, out of, like, thin air, like, I kid you not, out of thin air, like, this golden glowing hand just grabs the wheel.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Dude, Luke, I do have a story for you, though. It's pretty funny. It's 80s. So my 9-year-old's been... He figured out what Rick Rolling is.
Oh, boy.
and he thinks it's so funny now to Rick Roll me. So my kid is at the age where he knows what that means. And I think it's funny because, you know, I didn't realize how much of a thing that was until I started doing this show.
It was a thing. That's what I was saying. Like, so, you know, he might be a little late to the party, but, dude, the party's still going. You can still Rick Roll Dad anytime.
Yeah, I know. It's just funny because he thinks... I'm just like, how did he figure this out? How does he know about this 80s joke that...
Yeah. I mean, didn't he, like... I feel like he went... Like, that whole thing was so... Ended up being so big that he, like, ended up, you know, going back on tour and playing shows that were, like, sold out just because of Rickrolling, which is wild, right? I mean...
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got a meme brings your career back into some relevance. And apologies. I mean, if you're a big Rick... Astley fan, then...
I was thinking about that the other day, like, how there was these certain 80s movies, like The Karate Kid, like, it's totally been rebranded as a new series based on this one movie that was, like, pretty good, but there were a lot of 80s movies where nobody cared, nobody knows about them. It doesn't get rebranded, and it's like there's things from our childhood that are still going, like the Ninja Turtles are still going.
Back, dude. I saw something today, speaking of, where the I Like Turtles kid... he's like grown up now, like 16 years later. You know, the meme of I Like Turtles Zombie Kid, and he's doing promos for the new Ninja Turtles movie.
It's ridiculous. But there's all these things that like survived, and then there's all these things that you and I loved that didn't make it. I don't know why certain things do and don't make it to that.
So there's things that are iconic about decades, right? And scenes or movies, and I think that some things just stick, and people, you know, they don't never let go of them, right? Like The Karate Kid's a great one like that, you know, where it was such a part of people's childhood and or teenage years, depending on how old you were, that they, you know, it's nostalgia, and for the you know, for the companies that are looking to capitalize on that, they bring those things back, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's like that nostalgia can like totally it can take your one hit wonder and actually like people want to go back. Hey, come back out on tour. We wanna relive that one moment of our childhood again. And same with Karate Kid, you know? Like I always think it's funny they have to find these guys. Who's the other guy? What's he been doing? Let's find him.
Yeah.
Let's make a movie about him. It's just random. It's like the power of the 80s can take a dude that has no one has cared about for 20 years. I'm like, dude, come back on the scene. We need you.
For 40 years, depending on how long you think the 80s was. The 80s does feel like 20 years ago sometimes, doesn't it? And you're like, man, it was...
Well, some of these guys had a little bit of a career into the 90s, and then they just sort of, they're forgotten, yeah. Right? And then it's like, pull them out of the line. Let's get them back in this crazy circus of media. But I just think, it's like, what's her face from... Winona Ryder.
Oh, Winona Ryder. Yeah.
She was like in all the 80s movies and then kind of forgot about her. And then she comes back in an
80s
makes a strong comeback.
Yep.
Yeah. But we like to brand things here on Blurry Creatures with like sort of an 80s flair today where we kind of roused our guest for a little while because he was born in the year 2000.
Yeah, and
which makes us feel really old.
It does, but this is an 80s. An 80s is branded show, and so we have a lot of fun. I mean, that was our childhood, Nate, and so it is. In the same way with the Karate Kid thing, as we talk about with or Ninja Turtles, that there's a lot of nostalgia there for us. And then it's fun to talk to folks on both ends of the spectrum that, you know, older than us or about our age or younger than us about that decade. And but yeah, it's
You even told your Vanilla Ice story, which was the first CD that I ever saw. In my life was Vanilla Ice.
I had the cassette tape. I remember it's somewhere. I might still have it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everyone had the cassette tapes, but I remember like it was 1989, somewhere in there. Never seen a CD before, and CDs came in like this. It almost looked like a vinyl album. It was so big. The box was so huge. And then we're flying back from Peru on our first podcast trip, and Vanilla Ice is on the flight.
It's just apropos. It's like icing on the cake.
Speaking of Ninja Turtles, he was in the second movie.
Yeah, Go Ninja. Yeah. Oh, man.
They ruined it, though. That ruined the movies. The first one was so good.
Just bad.
The second one.
Maybe they're going to redeem themselves, but probably not.
So this has been a nostalgia sandwich here.
Yeah. If you're familiar with the show, and you should, you know, I would expect maybe some of you are at this point, this far down the road, but today we've got a members-only episode, so for our members, we provide extra content, a lot of perks. You can... We've got exclusive channels, extra episodes, members chats, discounts on merch, and then first crack at, we just talked about this trip we went on to Peru. So our members will get the first crack at conferences, trips, any kind of blurry activities, if you will, that we are doing. And the fact is that to date, none of these things have made it out of the members group as far as being offered to the public. So that's one way to stay engaged, to support the show, support what Nate and I are doing here, and to get extra value out of that. So this is a members only episode. So if you haven't joined or you're thinking about joining, this is going to be a fun one when we talk to Caleb about his blurry experiences, angelic and also, you know, his baptism story, which is super fascinating. So if you want to take a look at this, you can go to our website, blurrycreatures.com/members, and the water's warm. Come on in.
Yeah. You know, we've all heard the stories and entertaining angels unaware. Sometimes we don't even know they're there. I think most of the time we don't know they're there. But this is one of those times when our listener knew there was one there helping save him. And, you know, we all have those legendary stories growing up here. This is a fascinating one, simple one, interesting, and just kind of hopefully encourages you guys out there. blurrycreatures.com/members, become a member of the show. And you can listen to this and many more. And like Luke said, help us do this. Thank you guys out there in the Blurryverse for listening, sharing, telling friends, leaving us a review. 5 stars, hopefully. But yeah, Luke,
Nathan,
we need. Where's that phrase? Thought you were gonna work on it.
I haven't got it yet. No,
you haven't got it yet. No, dude.
All right, that's it. We probably got it up there.
All right, we're done.